of unhappy men and minotaurs, galloping astride themselves, chasing red skirts and roses with thorns intact. Dimly aware of the roar of the crowd, they snort and they stamp in their labyrinthine rage, determined their fury will win in the end. One of those rare celestial events. Two children, three poems, four marriages, five parents, six divorces, singing songs of Take These Broken Wings, seven seas, eight planets, nine muses stitching time, 10 fingers interlaced, once every 24,000 years, once in very few lifetimes. Patience. Cards shuffle across the ironing board into seven neat stacks, hiding their relatives face down, like Jews under floorboards. Rearranging into marriages, interracial by design, ultimately hiking across the Alps to freedom, or becoming trapped and forced into the shuffle of bodies climbing aboard the trains that leave for Poland every hour. Physical geography. The rotations of the calendar bring around scars that mark my body like railroad yards scattered across a map. Crisscrossed lines and depots where cargo shipped and unloaded, exceeding maximums for weight, breaking the backs of two compliant porters. Overnight in Joshua Tree. I bled on sheets that weren't my own and hid them from my hostess, not knowing what to say or do to cover my faux pas. She was a performance artist who liked to burn things up while local townsfolk stood around. The smoke became applause. I later learned her house burned down, an act of jealous arson by the married lover's wife, those who play with fire and all that. Such relief you cannot know. The calcination of my stains, particulate floating above the smoke into the desert night, and then, at last, to nothing.